Senator Feingold is one of many U.S. politicians who've expressed their support for Israel to defend itself during the conflict with Iranian and Syrian-backed Hezbollah forces. But a coalition of peace activists, organized by Peace Action Wisconsin, says Israel is going too far and harming too many Lebanese civilians. Milwaukee resident Surah Faraj has relatives in Lebanon. She urges Wisconsin politicians to pressure Israel to pull back or to reduce funding for Israel.
As an engaged American citizen, I call on Representative Gwen Moore, Senator Herb Cole, and especially our progressive patriot, Senator Russ Feingold, to demand an immediate ceasefire by Israel, whose campaign of terror is against the innocent people of Lebanon.
Though some Jewish groups in the U.S. support Israel's actions, some Jewish members of the Milwaukee Peace Coalition do not. Ruth Weil of Jews for Peace and Justice says she can't accept the current situation in Israel, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories.
There's too much violence, too many innocent lives lost, too many families displaced.
Several members of the peace group met with staffers of Senator Feingold at the federal courthouse in Milwaukee. In a statement released later, Feingold said as ground operations are conducted in Lebanon, Israel should use as much restraint as possible and do all it can to protect the lives of innocent civilians. Feingold adds the escalating situation is all the more reason for the U.S. to appoint a high-level special envoy to the region, someone like Colin Powell or James Baker, who can engage in aggressive diplomatic efforts to find a solution to the conflict. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.